pardon me, do you have change for a quarter? I gotta make a phone call. Thank you. Boy, I hope this woman don't take me through no changes today, because I had a hard day today, man. You know, let me see what's happening at the address before I go home. How you doing? I hope you're fine. Did your day take you through changes and mess up your mind? I just called to say that I'm on my way. Oh, and I'll see you when I get there. I hope you're in a good mood. You know a man's home is his castle, and I'm coming home to groove. Oh, and I'll see you when I get there. I'll see you when I get there.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, if you're trying to get in the last hour, now's a good time. And we'll go back and hear what it is you wanted to say. Call right now. Again, 844-967-2789. Let me do this in the interim. Is America a great nation? Is America a great nation? And the question becomes, why? What makes it a great nation? It's one thing for us to say those words, but do we really believe that? You know, this is an article in the Nation of Change this morning. And it says the massive roadblocks, and it's by Michael Payne. The massive roadblocks standing in the way of American greatness. Can the America of today be considered one of the greatest nations in the world? Again, this is by Michael Payne. It is in today's Nation of Change, the massive roadblock standing in the way of American greatness. Did I just hear someone say, wait a minute, America is already a very great country? Well, I guess that's the general belief that's been planted in the minds of Americans for some time. Now, very sad to say, it's just not the case. And here are various reasons why. Before I get into some of the reasons that Mr. Payne has listed as reasons why it's not a great nation, if you've been around any period of time, you've received some bills, right? If you've ever been in the hospital or if you've ever went to the emergency room and you have insurance, and you thought everything was taken care of. And then out of the clear blue, you wind up with these bills from the hospital. I mean, maybe I'm the only person that that's happened to, but I'm sure I'm not. And so what they're called is basically they're like ghost bills. You know, if you've ever had surgery and you thought that all these bills were taken care of because you have insurance, and then out of the clear blue, years later, you wind up with these medical bills coming to your home, $800. I'm like, what? $800 from what, 2006? And I wind up with a bill that you don't want to get on your credit, so you're not going to battle with these people. What these bills are called, they're called surprise medical bills. Now, maybe You know, maybe it's just me. Maybe because I have a big mouth, right? And a platform in which to run my big mouth. Maybe that's why I was getting these bills many years after I should have been receiving any medical bills. But I know that's not the case. Because I know that Congress and the Senate has now began to crack down on what they call surprise medical bills. The Biden administration and Congress have made multiple efforts to crack down on surprise medical bills to protect patients from exorbitant out-of-network bills that people receive from the hospitals. So our government knows that this has been occurring. Man, I don't know how many of those I paid because I knew it was way years after my surgery and that I shouldn't have been owing any of those things because I had insurance. But yet the bills showed up and we wound up paying those bills. We have a government that knew these things were happening and yet continue to allow the hospitals to continue to send those bills, ghost bills, to the American people who, again, trust our government is going to do what's right. Well, now, after all these decades under President Joe Biden, they're doing and attempting to stop what they call surprise medical bills. And I will say to you, there should have never been an opportunity for there to be surprise medical bills because we should have been doing what's right in the first place. Who made it okay to allow corporations to send these medical bills that weren't true? And we wound up having to pay them. How many of us wound up having to pay those exorbitant bills that we didn't even owe? Well, then they got the poor guy who's, you know, didn't pay his tickets. And we go after that guy, you know. Guy's got too many tickets. He's a criminal. We've got to lock him up. So we'll get that guy. We got to get him. We'll send the police after him. But yet, the corporations can do this, and we don't go after them. Yeah, you know, again, it's because we talk about whether or not we live in this great nation. And what I say to you is that, you know, we can talk about, you know, whether or not this is the greatest nation on earth. But, you know, what's that old axiom? The proof is in the pudding. So here's my, and I lost. Oh, here it is. Okay. So again, here's the question. Is America a great nation? First of all, I'm going to continue to hammer on and harangue about this out-of-control situation in which there are hundreds of mass shootings and many thousands of Americans slaughtered by guns all over this country. America will never become a great nation until it finally addresses the monstrous problem and has treated it, you know, properly. Can we be a great nation as people continue to get slaughtered on the streets of our country? It's a legitimate question. Or do we just ignore that? Do great nations allow the slaughters that take place on a daily basis inside their borders? Can they be great? I would say absolutely this is a monumental problem that a great nation should be able to fix. You know, we already know what's coming. We know that time and time again, people are going to continue to get slaughtered in this nation. And more so than all the rest of the nations almost combined, especially by guns, than all the rest of the nations combined on a planet. The amount of people who get shot down in this country is an eyesore. It is, in fact, a calumny to what happens elsewhere in the world. And we cannot be a great nation as long as the American people are shot down in the streets like the OK Corral. Been going on forever in this country. Continues to go on every day in this country. You got to challenge a nation that can't seem to figure this out. So can't be a great nation, in my opinion, as long as that kind of killing continues to happen. Now, we'll go here. And listen, we'll do it after break. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Got more. Got a lot more to talk about. Just you and I. Oh, and Calvin. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. The question is, again, whether or not there are roadblocks that are in the way that prevent America from being a great nation? Can the America of today be considered one of the greatest nations in the world? This is by Michael Payne, and it's in this morning's The Nation of Change. And so he was talking about, you know, the fact that can't we be a great nation when we continue to see all of the blood that flows in the streets on a daily basis in this nation? This is such a horrific situation, he says, that there is nowhere in this country, not one place, where you or I or our kids, our grandchildren can go where we cannot be gunned down. Probably by some kind of military-style weapon, our kids are being slaughtered in schools across the country on and on and on. There have been 67 mass shootings in America so far this year. The Republican politicians are complicit in the murders. It's murder by association of these children and other Americans. Any one of them that blocks solid gun legislation should be, in effect, indicted, convicted, and jailed, but yet they remain above the law. They're the worst kind of human beings who have the power, no question about that, and absolutely refuse to use it to stop the never-ending slaughters in this country. There's no question that that is 100% accurate. Nobody can tell me. Again, no other nation deals with that more than we do in this country. And yet, we can never be a great nation as long as that happens. We can't continue to allow this madness to go on. Something really has to take place. And Republicans have to get to a point where they're not owned and bought and controlled by the gun lobbies. That's not him, that's me. There are five Republicans: Jim Jordan, Kevin McCarthy, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ted Cruz, and Ron Johnson, who really at the root of this continue to ignore what all of us know is a black eye in this nation and why this has to be fixed. Here's another one. The Supreme Court. Now let's talk about, again, can America be a great nation when she's dealing with these issues? Can the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, continue to ignore what we all know is criminal activity by Donald Trump? They know. We all know. Why are they afraid to address what we all know is clearly something that has to be addressed, and that's Donald Trump and all the things that he's up against? Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. By the time we get through this, you'll be calling. Because the bottom line is, it's true. Let's stop talking about how great we are. We can be that. And we should be that. But we aren't now. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. The question becomes, the massive roadblock standing in the way of American greatness, can the America of today be considered one of the greatest nations in the world? This is by Mr. Michael Payne. It's in this morning's The Nation of Change. And he was talking about as long as all of these, deaths continue to happen, the more people are gunned down, can we continue? Can we be looked at as a great nation? Can a nation such as America that has the power to stop this continued carnage but will not be considered great? Not a chance. This shows that this current American society, with so many murders within it, is one of the most dangerous in the world. Think not. Totally disagree. Then open your eyes, watch the carnage happen right before them, and think more deeply. Let's talk about the highest court in the land, the United States Supreme Court. This court at the top of the U.S. justice system should be a perfect model for all courts in this country. It should be totally above all outside influences, and it should refuse to be politicized. That was the case once before in the history of our nation. Very sad to say that now is not the case, and the current court is heavily politicized, and its Republican justices no longer even try to hide that fact. Again, that's true. We can't be all the things that we've been told that we are and that we continue to talk about on a daily basis when the highest court in the land is not free and is not going to be righteous in the decisions that it's made, that it is controlled. How can any of us, and we know this is not being cynical, we know that our Supreme Court is for sale. I don't know, maybe it's always been that way, but there's been times in my life when I know that wasn't the case. You know, because I remember the Supreme Court during the 60s. When the civil rights battles were going on, and that Supreme Court was able to overcome and do what was right, regardless of how much money was put together to support those who did not want to see justice, especially as it was related to the discriminatory practices in this country. The Supreme Court stood up and fought and opened the doors and made it possible for America to correct itself. Where is that taking place today? You cannot see that anywhere. So if we're talking about America's greatness and we're not romanticizing with that, but really, in our guts, know that what's happening on the level with the United States Supreme Court is not right, then when you ask the question whether or not we are a great nation, again, you have to honestly say no. Because, you know, Roe versus Wade was just overturned. You know, Roe versus Wade was put in place by a different Supreme Court that wasn't controlled by entities outside of that. That was a great Supreme Court. That was when America showed signs of greatness. We're talking about today. We're not talking about yesterday. We're talking about America of today. And so now that it has been slanted, the United States Supreme Court, Republican justices, don't even try to hide the fact that they are Republican justices. Don't even try to hide it. So if they're not, and justice is not going to be blind with them, and we know it's not, then the question is asked, can we be a great nation? And the answer to that, again, based on what's happening with the laws of the land, the answer is absolutely not. That justice system has at least five investigations going, dealing with Donald Trump, and they've been going on for years. Grand juries, every other day there's a grand jury going after Donald Trump, and yet there's been no indictments of any kind. And yet, Merrick Garland has not been able to close these investigations and bring about justice because apparently they're afraid to do the right thing and indict a man that has been lawless from the inception of his, building of his empire, and that's Donald Trump. Why? All kinds of investigations going on Donald Trump, and yet he remains free and actually going to be able to run for president of the United States. Hey, America, does that make us great? Is that the sign of a great nation? The fact that the justice system that's supposed to be blind isn't blind because of a man who has power? Ask yourself the question. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Stop me at any point in this discussion when we're not telling the truth. Then, our Congress, $174,000 a year. That's how much many of them make. And yet, as a legislative body, they can't fix the issues in our country. You know why? Because they are bound by lobbyists who we know give them money. It's not secret anymore. How can we be a great nation when our elected officials are bought and paid for, and we all know it? We know it. And we aren't willing to take that on. Is that the sign of a great nation? The constituents don't have any control. The lobbyists do. I ask you, is that the sign of a great nation? Or is that the sign of a nation that is in trouble and has been for far too long? Hey, America, greatest nation on earth. If it's the greatest nation on earth, justice and fair dealing should be a part of that. At least in the way I live my life. Fair dealing should be included in that. And is our nation fair dealing? The answer to that is no. Freedom of speech, right? We supposedly have freedom of speech. In some instances, we do. I mean, I can't sit here and say that we don't have freedom of speech at all, and I'm on the air talking about the shortcomings of our nation. There's some instances where there is some freedom of speech. There are other instances where, you know, that's not the case. So I'm kind of ambivalent on the freedom of speech part of it. But I do know there's a price to be paid for the so-called freedoms that we have when it comes to speech. Let me ask you something. Can America be considered a great nation when 22 million of the citizens are millionaires? Nothing wrong with people who've been able to figure the system out, and 22 million have become millionaires. 725 are billionaires. And corporate America is making billions in profits by controlling Congress. Is America a great nation? 844-967-2789. We tout that. We wave the flag. You know, and so we don't want to address whether or not these things that I'm saying are true. The CEOs make 400 times more than the average worker. Is that a great nation? 400 times and climbing. On the other side of the ledger, 40 million people living in poverty. Nearly 600,000 homeless. 42 million living on food stamps. 63% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. A nation in which vast wealth is at the top, while millions upon millions are struggling, does not meet the definition of greatness. It's not greatness. It's shameful. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Is America a great nation? The ratio situation that exists in this nation and has since its inception and has not been rectified, that still goes on to this day in this country. Is America a great nation? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Listen, I understand that it hurts when we bring these things up, but why should we fear the truth? You know, a great nation would address the wealth issue and inequities that our nation faces. That's what a great nation would do. It wouldn't continue to ignore it as these inequities on wealth continue to expand. We know it. Some of us in the listening audience are on the other side of that ledger, or our loved ones, our families, who struggle and work every day and can't seem to make things work out for them and their families. Is America a great nation? 844-967-2789 is the number. You don't have to be afraid. I'm the one doing the talking. Nobody's coming after you. I'm the person doing the talking. We'll be right back. He's gonna tap by her window.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back for thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There
there's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Tom, I'll come to you in a second. Here's some typical characteristics of great nations with great leaders. Clear, solid objectives with leaders that have the knowledge and motivation to achieve them. Wealth, not only at the top, but also in a robust and thriving middle and lower class, and middle and lower class. Hang on. Okay. Then initiate action. There is a justice system that brings lawbreakers to justice and is fair to all. A nation with extensive global influence that is appreciated and welcomed. Possession of necessary military power, but is not used to dominate other nations to ignite illegal wars. A nation with peace and prosperity, where people work together for common good. This is what a good nation is and should be. Strong leaders who inspire and motivate citizens to help initiate new developments. Government initiatives and actions designed to improve the lives of the nation's citizens. Where is that at? How many of these characteristics does the America of today possess? Can the America of today be considered one of the greatest nations in the world? I'm afraid a jury of its peers would decide that, sad to say, it's not. It doesn't meet the standards of truly great nations, but it might be one day if its government, its leaders, and its people adopt and follow above listed characteristics of great nations. And again, that is a great article in this morning's Nation of Change by Mr. Michael Payne. Tom from L.A., you say what, my friend?
I think we just need to really examine to ourselves, according to those definitions, we are not a great nation.
We're not, man. We just are not a great nation.
And you know what, Earl? Until we actually admit it to ourselves, then we might have the potential to be a great nation. Just like an alcoholic, just like whoever, if you can't admit your problem, you're never, ever going to, you know, be able to change it. And we the people, really need to look at ourselves and that. The other thing, too, is we really need to look at it instead of just doing lip service and saying we're a great nation. Also, we say that we care about our children. We really need to examine our conscience and decide, and really figure out, do we really care about our children collectively? Because my answer to that that's the biggest lie in the world on the corporate media and everything like that we care about our children. Because we don't. If we did, we would have gun safety laws in place. If we did, we would have good meals for them to be able to, be able to flourish. If we did, we would have, Medicare for all.
Tom, let me ask you, man, why are the American people so afraid to admit that we are not this great nation? And maybe people think
I guess it kind of
goes
back to Neanderthals that they think weakness is bad. And the thing is, you never gain strength until you actually, look at your weaknesses. I mean, when you're an athlete and you're playing sports, you look at what your weakness is, and then that's what you work on.
Well,
you
Tom,
have to admit it to yourself that you actually have a problem.
Tom, I think what it is we live in a nation where people say, well, I'm doing fine. I got some money in the bank. I got a nice house. I live in a nice place. Nobody's being killed where I live. We've got great schools. I've got a pension plan, and nobody I know is on food stamps, and everybody I know is doing well. It is a great nation, but what they fail to understand is they can say that for me, right? Me. But as you stated, we the people, which includes all people, and the fact that we have a nation that we know so many people struggle in, and that doesn't have to be the case. America can never be a great nation. I'm sorry, it can't. If we know that our fellow countrymen are struggling the way that they are, and we know that that doesn't have to be the case, and we know in many instances it's because of wicked government and wicked businesses that bleed the many people in this country who can't figure this out, man, we'll never be great. If we're going to take advantage of people who don't know any better, then how is that a good thing, Tom? It can never be.
I think one thing that we all need to realize is the difference between public and private. And the thing is, you know, you're talking about even free speech. I'm sorry, people, but when you have a private entity, you do not have free speech. That is a private ownership business. That's private ownership. Public means that, yes, you do have free speech. So people need to start learning the difference between public versus private. And public is we the people collectively, hey, with our taxes. Private is an individual that runs a corporation or a business.
All right, Tom, we gotta go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
All your teachers start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the babies,
teach the children,
teach the children,
teach the babies,
teach the children.